Sunday night, Chavis Halvavis, to the drum beat of some nice war music. They're going to war. Okay, Chavis Halvavis, Sunday night, men's shir, Shara Biton, we're in Perek Revi. We're on page Kuf Nun. And he says, he's talking about relationships and having bitachon in relationships. So he's talking about, you know, when you deal with people, you're dealing with people. So he went through what a Baal Bitachon's attitude is. And on Kuf Nun, around the middle of the page, he said, if you ask someone to do something for you, so they'll either do it or they won't do it. If they do it, you give thanks to Hashem. You then say thank you to them for being the vehicle through which Hashem gave you something. And it means that there's something good about them. Hashem made them the vehicle for His goodness. And if they don't do what you wanted, don't be angry at them. And don't take nekama, certainly not. And don't be upset. It's Hashem didn't want it to happen. And that's why they ended up saying no also. Now, what about if someone asks you to do something? B'chein im hitel olav 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, around 12 lines up from the bottom on page Kuf Nun. B'chein im hitel olav mishalamala mimenu, mishalamata mimenu, milu chayfetz. Someone asks you to do something, whether it's someone above you in the hierarchy of life or of your job office, or someone under you, they ask you to do something. You know, he's talking about asking you to do something, but like I said, Shabbos, it's not dafka, they ask you to do something. The nature of relationships is that it creates obligations. And you know what I mean? People are pulled in all directions, as I talked about on Shabbos. You have this obligation, that obligation. It doesn't have to be they physically ask you to do something. Maybe your wife wants you to do things, your kids want you to do things, the Rav wants you to do things, your Chavrusa wants you to do things. Everybody, your kids' schools want you to do things. Everybody's pulling at you. Everybody wants a piece of the action. Everyone's, right? So he says, what do you do? You shtadel, so you do your best, he says. You do your best. It's not up to you anyway if you'll be successful or not. So you don't have to think that you're a personal failure if you can't do it, or if you don't do it, or if you don't succeed. What you have to do is sincerely try to do it. Yishtadel lasos b'chol ritzono. You should want to do it. You want to help a fellow Jew. V'yisaseg b'miluyoy b'machshavto. You should sincerely be committed to try to do it. It's only fair. I mean, that's what you should do. Or if you can't do it, you say you can't do it. But if you're doing it, you don't do it half-heartedly, and don't do it with resentment, but do it. Am I so begedder Rav Sharuso? If you can do it, for how Yasher hit the law of miluyo roi lishtadel bavuro ba, and it's appropriate for you to do it if you can do it, and it's appropriate for you to do it. So you do it, you try the yiftach al Hashem bebitzua, and you don't. You know, I do like if your wife sends you out for something to buy in the store. So you don't do it because you want to get points. But you do it. You're supposed to do it. This is something you have to do. You can think of it that way. You think of it as something you want to do because it's your wife. So v'yiftach al Hashem b'bitzua. And just again, think of Hashem. This is what the Baal Bitachon doesn't get angry or frustrated or upset or resentful. Sending me sending me all around town to buy the type of detergent that she likes. And then you get angry. You go home, you give her a tongue lashing. But you shouldn't. You should say, Hashem wants me to do this, and I ask Hashem that I should find the detergent she wants in the first store I go to. That's all. And if not, so then you say, Hashem wanted me to have a tirch of going to a second store. And a third story. Emile also Hashem al Yodo. This is Pasha, the mindset of a Baal Bitachon. If you were successful, you come home with the detergent. Don't make yourself into a hero. al yahalal atzmo b'kach, val yivakesh machaveru aleho todo, don't ask for thanks. It doesn't have to be as blatant as the words he's saying. You know, it means don't expect thanks, don't want thanks, don't demand thanks. There's ways of expecting a thank you without actually coming out and saying the words. No, the least you can do is say thank you, which we do often enough. But he means even the atmosphere, the attitude, is that, you know, it's coming a big yesher koyach to you. Don't do that. That's not good. Below gemul and not a reward. Ela yoda Hashem yisale. This is the good meaning, you know. Thank Hashem that you were an instrument to do a Jew a tova, to do a favor for a Jew. Ela yoda Hashem yisale. Hashem mile also al yodov. Just thank Hashem that you became the Siba for someone else's Toelas. That's a wonderful position to be in. So thank Hashem for putting you in that position.
This applies to women also, right?
It applies to everybody.
So like a wife should not expect a thank you for doing her job.
It didn't say she shouldn't expect.
She shouldn't expect.
She shouldn't do it for the thank you. But if you tell that to her, that's no good. You see, that's for her to know on her own. You can open the Chavis Halvavos maybe and underline it in red ink, you know. But if you tell it to her, she's not going to take kindly to it, I guarantee you. Everybody, that's why I say the men are not allowed to listen to my Shalom Bayis Shurim for the women, and the women are not allowed to listen to the one for the men. But seriously, if everybody just goes about their business thinking of themselves as an Eved Hashem and doing what they're supposed to do and not anticipating thanks or doing it for the thanks or doing it for kavod or for ulterior motives or to score points or for one-upsmanship, all the people are a cauldron of midos, right? All sorts of attitudes and agendas that are bubbling inside the human psyche. So the Chazal of others is speaking it out. Someone asks you to do a favor, no matter who it is, you thank Hashem that you were the conduit. Someone asks you to put in a good word for them and they get the job. Okay? Just thank Hashem that you were an instrument of getting a Jew a job. Don't, like, you know, remind the guy about that you got him the job every other day and don't let him forget it. And if you ever need a favor, you say, oh, you owe me a favor, remember? It's not the way. Okay, we'll stop here. We have to stop here.